Now the Kerry ladies, Kerry senior ladies, are looking forward to an All-Ireland football quarter-final on the same weekend as the men's. Going to be a bumper weekend for Kerry Sport again. A brilliant win, 221-25 over Cavan in Ossinstack Park in Tralee. Some outstanding performances from the full forward line and from others. And with me on the line is part of our commentary team, Breida O'Shea, who was there on Saturday. Breida, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Gerry.
It's some reward, a home tie against Meath in the quarterfinal.
It is, and that's what 2 weeks ago against Dublin, that's what the big safe carrot in front of the girls was. They, talking to the managers afterwards, yesterday was their first home game since February.
Yeah.
So they've had a lot of mileage on the road. All their Munster Championship games were away. So it is an added bonus to get that second game at home. So it's less travelling on the girls, it's less mileage, it's less preparing other stuff, all that goes into travelling with a team and everything like that. So it just makes it that bit easier that they can just concentrate on themselves and on training and getting maybe the matchups right against Meath the next day.
Yeah, certainly. Look, Cort Lynch led the way for Kerry, but the full forward line, Sheafra O'Shea, Caoimhe Evans and Louisa McCarthy, 1-9 of Kerry's total on the day.
Yeah, and look, it's great, and it's a bit like the men's yesterday. We always would have been depending on Louise Murhurtick. Same in the men's, it was being said and criticised that we depend too much on David Clifford. So it was great to see the spread of scores. Everybody in the starting six forwards scored. Our two midfielders scored from play as well. And then you add into the subs that came on, Rachel Dwyer supplied 3 more points as well. So that all bodes well going forward, that we have that backup and that we have that spread. And what I was impressed with as well was that some of the points were actually taken from 30, 40 yards out. So, and with the wind, against the wind, because the wind in Ossinstack Park is a bit devious at times. And so it really will stand to the girls heading into it will be a tighter game against Meath. They will be more set up in their defensive system and we'll have to try break that down. So there will be times that we will have to take shots from further out, and that the girls have the confidence and the backing and the belief in themselves to go for it is great.
Yeah, Breida, how much is the wind the factor the last day in Ossinstack Park?
It helped definitely. Kerry played against the wind in the first half. It is a strange wind down Ossinstack Park. It doesn't really come straight down the field. Cavan, we must acknowledge, yes, they're a bit at sixes and sevens. Kerry were red hot favourites going into this game. Did the wind really benefit Kerry? Not so much. If it was a tight game, yes, you could say maybe we can use that to our advantage. But Cavan have their own issues and problems in-house. There was rumours and talks that they mightn't actually play in the All-Ireland series, that they were actually going to pull from it. So for them to actually travel down and take part in the competition was excellent, and it gave the girls another game. It gave a chance to, I think there was 5 new players that started the last day for Kerry that hadn't been named in the championship so far, that hadn't started in the championship so far. So that gives strength and depth to the bench, and that's something that the lads, when they looked back on last year, that they did get to that All-Ireland final against Meath, that maybe they were lacking that bit of experience and that bit that somebody that could come from the bench and cause a bit of an upset. So hopefully heading in now to the quarter final, we've a stronger team, a stronger bench. The girls, success breeds success, and they want to get back to Croke Park for the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, Meath pit by Donegal in Navan, and that's what has them travelling to Kerry. So you've Donegal and Armagh, you've got Dublin still in there, you've got Cork still in there. It's really getting down to the cream of the crop for this All-Ireland series from the quarterfinals on, Breida.
Yeah, it is. And look, the way it's panning out, that if we do win the next day, I think my understanding is that maybe it's Galway or Mayo. They have to play in the other quarterfinal. It's Galway or Mayo that we would face in the semi-finals. On one side, that leaves Dublin and Cork on the other side. So we're avoiding them for another while.
Yeah.
But no, look, Meath is going to be a tough battle. Yes, we played Meath in Brosna back in February in the league. Of course, they'd know Vicky Wall. They'd know Emma Duggan that day either. She was injured. So it is going to be a hard battle. Are Meath going as well as they have been? No, they're not. You have to be honest about that. They're not the formidable side that they were the last 2 years. And to be honest, that comes with cycles, that every team has its kind of day, and they've had their own issues with their management leaving just before the All-Ireland series started. So they've a whole new management team in place, getting them through the last two games. So for them, that's really incredible that they qualified and they've got to the quarterfinals. They're still not going to be easy, and that we can't take that for granted. Mm. That, oh, sure, they're having a bad run of it this year.
Yeah.
You still have to take into account is Vicky Wall, Niamh O'Sullivan, Emma Duggan, as I mentioned before. They're all formidable players, and we do have to step up to the mark. But I think they've learned a lot from last year's All-Ireland, and our defensive, maybe at sometimes yesterday, Cavan did pull us a bit wide, but I think that's because they had pulled players back into their defence, and we were left with a few of our backs that were left free. So it kind of maybe played a different setup, especially in the first half when they got their first goal. They did open us up pretty well. But I know the lads will have studied that galore now for the next 2 weeks, and it will be drilled into them. And I know a few of the girls out on the pitch at stages, there was gesturing and a few shouts given that no, cover's not being done. So the communication between them out on the field is excellent.
Yeah, look, the quarterfinal period, Donegal, Dublin, Kerry, Meath, Armagh, Cork and Galway against Mayo. And when it looks at, you know, that weekend, 15th and 16th, do we know when and where the games will be on? Will it be Auchinstack Park again, most likely, do you think, Breida, or could it be Fitzgerald Stadium?
As far as I know, it is Auchinstack Park that it will be on. We don't know, is it the Friday or the Saturday yet. I would be hoping, beyond hope, that the powers that be on both sides, because this comes back to the age-old question of that the ladies is not in the GAA officially, okay? So I would be hoping beyond hope that you would have the ladies on one day and the men's on the other.
Yeah.
As we saw the last day, the two were on the same day, and it's not fair on the genuine supporter who wants to support
to
the
be at both, yeah,
and everything like that. And I totally understand that. But what I would give a massive call out for, and there was a lovely crowd there the last day. Now, one of the best crowds I've seen, apart from say the Bosnia game earlier on this year against Meath. These were the two best supported games that I've covered in the last, definitely in the last 10 years. So I would give a shout out to all the ladies' clubs, even some of the men's clubs, because we need to get behind this ladies' team. Like, a lot of these girls started off playing with their local GAA. They played with their next door neighbour that was on the under 10s and the fella, and maybe he's moved on. And I know we do have a clash, I think, in that Dermot O'Connor's sister is on the bench for the ladies, so that might cause a problem for some of the Goyal fans, or even Dermot and Eilish's parents. But so it's simple things like that I hope the powers that be, that they realise that there could be a clash. But look, we've seen with the Camogie and the ladies football that even that can't be sorted out. So I'm not sure what the outcome will be, but my understanding was that it will be in Auchinstack Park.
Speaking of that, and with that in mind, there was protests up until this point. Will it be the end of the protests now? All teams in Camogie and Gaelic football for ladies playing under protest this year at frustration at the lack of pace in terms of integration and the implementation of a charter for players.
Well, the girls now, the last day, it was a strange sight to see. They all came out for their warm-up in white T-shirts, Cavan and Kerry, for Aran Naveen. The two teams interlinked and joined in one line across the field, and across, they had on their T-shirt, I think, was a something for equality. I can't remember the exact wording of it.
Mm.
But I'm sure there will be more protests like that, because it's a problem with the last couple of years, the clash between Camogie and the ladies football, but it goes more so than that. It's the girls are looking just for equal rights.
Yeah.
It's the simple thing of and I know a lot of people don't still understand this, the girls aren't entitled to use any of the pitches. They're having to rent pitches, they're having to borrow and beg, and can we go in here for training. I know there was the issue last year with Louise Niemeyer Hertzig spoke up, where she asked for her picture to be taken down from Kearns because the ladies weren't being allowed in there. And I know they have the same problem above in Tyrone. They had to rent the facilities above in Tyrone in the Centre of Excellence. I do believe, my understanding is that Waterford County, there about 2 years ago, I know they're developing it at the moment, they're the only county that has actually bought their own land for ladies GAA. So, like, I know some counties, they do have a good understanding. They do, like I'd say, the ladies in Dublin probably use Parnell Park as their home pitch, and they probably have access to that a lot. But I do know the Kerry ladies this year, they're talking to the management and backroom staff and everything like that. They're totally indebted to Brosna. They've been very good to them this year and letting them use the pitch for training and stuff like that. But it is an age-old problem, and that I think it's more issues like that that the girls want the equality on. And even just stuff like their mileage, their expenses and things like that, that I'd say some of the Kerry men take for granted that the ladies are fighting for.
Yeah, they certainly are. We've details that have just come through to us indeed on those fixtures, Breeda. Kerry Meath will be 7:30 p.m. Saturday the 15th of July in Austinstack Park. It's Galway Mayo at 1:30 p.m. Armagh Cork 3:30 p.m. and Donegal and Dublin will be at 2 p.m. on Sunday the 16th of July. So it's a day's separation. Kerry and Meath are on Saturday evening on the 15th, and then it is the All-Ireland semi-final on the other side of it, Kerry Derry, on Sunday at 4 p.m. So at least that's been done.
Well, at least that. And even on thinking that, that's why the Dublin game maybe is on the Sunday, because Dublin will be playing on Saturday in the men's All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah.
So we'll just have to wait and see where the Dublin fixture is. Well, no, Dublin is away because they came second in our group.
They've been Donegal.
Home advantage.
Yeah,
they've a long trek up to Donegal. But no, look, we have to concentrate in our own game. That's a fantastic fixture for Fitzgerald's, for Austinstack Park on the Saturday evening. And I would give a shout out to any clubs and even any parents that their kids have any interest in football, because to see it the last day where the kids were able to run onto the field, they were able to go up to the likes of Rachel Dwyer, Danielle O'Leary, Louise Mahertig, Shifra O'Shea, and it does go back to the old adage and that ad a couple of years ago, if you can't see it, you can't be it.
Yeah,
so if
they
can see, and it's the same as I'm sure if we end up in the end of July bringing Sam Maguire back to Kerry, there's plenty of parents will bring their kids over to Killarney or Tralee to see Sam Maguire, where you mightn't get to even talk to one of the players, let alone get an autograph or get a photograph. So it's more a local level that if we can inspire the younger generation, that we can keep this going. And yeah, look, the girls are doing their best. They're trying their utmost to get back to another All-Ireland final and hopefully, upon hope, break. I think it's 30 years now since the Brendan Martin came back down to the Kingdom. So, if we can give them that extra bit of support, that's what might get them over the line again.
It might do indeed. Breeda, listen, thanks a million for that great commentary at the weekend, and thanks for the analysis this morning.